You're in a good place now. Relax, breathe, smile. You've entered into your element, the home of origin, the home of intelligence and beauty, where relevant topics are discussed, where what you think counts, and where superior is the norm. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Hey, welcome back to Perspectives. You know, Perspectives is really the most intelligent, rich, real, and unbiased show on the radio. You know, it's more than a show. It's really a marriage of cutting-edge knowledge, humor, intelligent banter, and successful life-enhancing tools that, when implemented by you, change your life in ways you can only imagine. You know, I want to welcome back avid, beautiful listeners of Perspectives. I also want to thank the P1s for listening, and all those who listen to Perspectives, and all those who actually have a perspective, for that matter. For new listeners, we're really happy you tuned in, and I believe you'll be making this a usual freeing mind Sunday experience. Later in the Perspectives Hour, we have the Busey Minute, and also the Out and About with Cynthia Smoot. You know, all of us have different perspectives on everything. Because of our past and our upbringing and our family and our environment, all of which serve to morph and change the way we think and see things and the way we interpret what we see. Because all of us have an entirely different family, a different upbringing, a different living environment, you know, we were born in a different womb, you know, for some of us, and different education. We were born with religion or brought up with religion or without religion and from either the United States or from different countries. These things really paint our lives differently, and with those differences come different ways of interpreting absolutely everything. Some of us find a few others that interpret something and somehow close to how we see it, but for the most part, our friends and family see things utterly different. You know, that's why we try and find in a person the ability to see things similar to how we see it and to take in stimulus in the same type of manner. We like and even prefer those people that are kind of similar because it causes more cohesion. It allows us to feel more bonded to other people, maybe perhaps a better balance we feel, you know? It's like less fighting, less arguing, and you're obviously more understanding. You know, understanding another human is top priority for almost every human on the planet. When someone understands you and they get you, you feel good about yourself. You feel like your ideas, your thoughts are figured out, are seen, or understood, you know? You don't have to go all around trying to explain who you are and what you do and what you're trying to do in this world, you know? And at least some people can understand, and you don't have to explain every single thing that you do. Sometimes things that seem normal to us can be the exact opposite to others. With every action and every word we can say can be interpreted differently by every single person on the planet. The way we see the world is so important because that knowledge leads to closing the proverbial gap between people and also within the world. When you understand why you see things a certain way and what clouds and colors your judgment, you can begin to understand others metaphorically and where they are metaphorically coming from. Personal perspective is what makes the individual so interesting. It's also what makes them so difficult to understand. What you have to say is really only as important as your ability to convey it for others to understand and interpret correctly. Joining us this evening in the studio roundtable discussion is Ron Head. Ron was born in Houston, a native Texan, who is now an LA transplant. You know, Ron has contributed to the highest rating, most talked about, and Emmy Award winning programs appearing on ABC, NBC, the Discovery Channel, TLC, the Food Network, and many more. You know, before transitioning to LA, he began his career in the independent market in Houston and all the aspects of production involving feature film, short film, and episodic series. Ron has worked as a producer on Dancing with the Stars, Playboy Shootout, Gene Simmons' Family Jewels, America's Toughest Jobs, Big Medicine, The Great Food Truck Race, Sarah Palin's Alaska, and he's currently working on his own film titled Bright Ideas. And I've actually gotten to see the trailers for that film, and it is quite a good film. It's very funny, it's very cool, and it makes you feel good when you watch it. It's not all stressy and dramatic. So, you know, the reason why perspectives and understanding someone's perspective is so important is because by understanding how they see something, you can understand basically how they see the world. So you can take something concrete, something definitive, and you can take that and you can understand how they feel about that. But in order to really understand that, you have to ask some questions. You have to ask some history. You also have to find out some things about how they see random things. Because something kind of consequently random can actually shine some light on the human psyche and why people do what they do, and can make it interesting and can kind of see where people come from and maybe shine some light on the things that cloud and color your judgment as well. Tonight, we're going to be talking with Ron about all kinds of things, how he got into film, how he got into television, where his love affair of the screen really took place. But also, you know, for some of us that are interested, and for some people that are in radio, TV, film, or, you know, film production or what have you, you know, a lot of people want to know how you get started. Where did you go to school? You know, and also, what was your big break? A lot of people are very interested in somebody's break. Where did they break into the industry? When did they determine that that was really kind of their chosen path, what they were going to be good at, what they really believed in? A while back, we had Joe Patrica on from American Film Institute. And, you know, he was telling us that really dedication is clear in order to really do something in life, especially with the film industry, and to be a producer and to do films or to produce or direct, you have to have a massive, massive love for it. And that's what's so important, is that anytime that you're truly dedicated to something in your life, whatever subject that is, if that's archaeology, if it's the study of Greek mythology, if it's film, if it's making music, if it's drawing, if you want to be a sportscaster, whatever it is, if you have that true dedication and you understand how your perspective can help and hurt you to get there, you can offset the things that can hurt you and change that, but you can use your true perspective for true creativity. Because not one person thinks the same. That's what's so cool about it, is that you can have these really neat, cool ideas, and you can adapt that into what you're doing. That can also sell you really far in the industry of film and radio and TV, as well as any other creative, you know, venture. And even for that matter, it doesn't even have to be a creative venture. If you have something that other people really don't know about, and you're able to convey it, which is very important, you can get somewhere. So I think it's really interesting to have people on that are really doing something and they're being very successful in what they're doing. So we will meet with Ron later. As well as, don't forget, we have Out and About with Cynthia Smoot that'll be on in a few segments. And also the Jake Busey Minute, which is always an interesting concept because he always shines light on some sort of perspective that kind of leads you into understanding maybe a little bit about yourself. If you've had a chance, you go online to Live Your True Life, www.liveyourtruelife.org, and check out the website. You know, I always put up some really interesting blogs that we don't really talk about on this show, but it really spawns really true thought. It allows you to really think about, you know, where you are in your life right now, how you feel about it, how you feel about things. Are you happy where you are? Are there things that need to be done to make you feel happier? All that stuff is important. You know, your happiness and your success depends basically on your mindset and your perspective of life. So if your perspective is really negative and clouded, you know, with kind of negative thoughts and feelings of, you know, low and just that you're not worth it or that nothing's ever going to work or nothing's going to ever change, unfortunately, that's probably the way things are going to continue to go. If you really change up that perspective and really think about things in a positive light, and I'm not talking about, you know, roses and rainbows every second. That's just not real. Everybody has a side to them, and sometimes even the most positive person can become a little negative here and there. But if you catch yourself in those situations, bring yourself back up, and I kind of basically say, dust yourself back off, get up off the ground, realize that, you know, the pity party's over, and, you know, reestablish yourself in a positive light, because that's the only way that you're going to be able to achieve what you want to achieve in life. That's the only way you can be successful, is to believe that you're successful, is to understand that you truly are gifted to do what you like to do. And that's what's so important, is that when you understand that, everything becomes a lot easier. Yes, the hurdles are there. Yes, there is difficulty. It doesn't just take away all the problems. Anytime that you're actually trying to do something, anytime that you're really going toward an important goal in your life, you will have obstacles. It's just the way it is. Unfortunately, a lot of those obstacles will be coming at the beginning of your work. And throughout it, it'll be smattered all the way throughout it. But eventually, things get easier if you just keep plugging away. And if you're living true to yourself and you're being mindful of how you feel, a lot of things can come about. So stay tuned. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk with Ron Head and everything that's TV and production and film. It's going to be great. We're also going to talk with Cynthia Smoot and find out what is really truly going on in Dallas and what we should not be missing next week and next weekend. We're going to listen to some Busey Minute. We're going to talk more with Ron. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Our senses are bombarded daily with information from many media sources. We can't always choose what we're exposed to, but most of the time we can. What you allow yourself to view, read, and listen to are very important choices, which should be chosen wisely. Does this ring true with you? If so, you probably enjoy reading the blog of author and life coach Ashley Burgess. Visit ashleyburgess.org and check out her life coaching skills at work, where she discusses family, career, friends, significant others and romances, recreation, fun, health, finances, personal growth, including spirituality, and the physical and mental environment around us. Ashley writes about how to create a cohesive balance across the entire spectrum of her readers' lives. Go to ashleyburgess.org today and sign up for her blog. You can achieve the life you've always dreamed of having. Visit ashleyburgess.org today.